Mornings with Scotty O on 101.5 The Hawk.
That's me. I'm Scotty O. It's 8:33. And yesterday I found out about a movie entitled Skeet. And in that movie is an old friend of this show. I had this gentleman in the studio with me years ago, years and years ago when he was part of the Trues, and then as just Sean Dalton of Dalton's Drumming Academy, the DDA, that was located in Antigonish, and I had Sean in here a long time ago, and I found out yesterday that he's in this movie, and I was like, I need to get connected with Sean. I got connected with Sean. I got Sean's phone number. I got Sean on the line. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Bless you, buddy.
How you been?
Doing great. It's funny, you were a big part of me, you know, even being able to stick around Antigonish, Nova Scotia. When you were helping pump my tires, a ton of people came in because of you.
Really? At the Dalton Drumming Academy?
100%.
DDA. I loved it. I thought it was great. And now my son's become a drummer. And it's a great thing. Do you still drum? Do you still bang on the skins?
Oh yeah, well I'm still playing a bit and teaching, and for some reason we're acting now.
I'll get to that eventually, but I want to start here, Sean, because you're a drummer, right? Not that it defines who you are as a person, but a lot of times when you have a skill like that, that becomes sort of who you are, right? And then I find out that you are this leading actor in this movie. And I was like, okay, I need to ask Sean. I need to find out, how do you go from world touring drummer, because you did do that with the Trues, right?
Yep.
To leading actor. And you are a leading actor in this movie. You're not just like a bit part on the side.
No, man.
No. You're on the poster, Sean. You're the poster boy of this movie.
I'm something.
Yeah, okay. So how do you go from drumming to acting in Newfoundland? How does that work?
Well, my nearest and dearest buddy, a guy named Nick Sexton, years and years ago, we kind of threw around this idea of like a skeet in growing up in St. John's, Newfoundland, was like a Newfie kind of tough guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And these were guys that we feared. But they're also guys that we, you know, went to school with, and we also love them. So there was kind of like a weird, you know, kind of like a la Departed kind of vibe about these guys, where they were, you know, they were brilliant and they were lovable, but they were feared. And, you know, everybody in St. John's could kind of do an impression of a skeet, or they would talk about skeet. Like, that term was everywhere when we were growing up. And so this was, you know, my and Nick's, and I mean, all credit to Nicky. He wrote this beautiful screenplay, and asked me if I could pull it off, and you know, we just pulled out some impressions, and he recorded me one day, and we were thinking, like, we got to try this, you know.
So, Sean, I want to stop you for a second. Is skeet, is it like a derogatory term? Like, are we going to get in trouble for using this term on the radio all the time?
Not at all. No,
okay.
I think there's a term in other cultures. It's used for other things, but that's not another thing. A skeet really is just like, it's kind of like a Newfoundland pikey or a Newfoundland tough guy. It wasn't offensive. It was just like, oh, he was a skeet from blah blah blah, and it was just like, so basically saying he was a tough guy from Torbay.
Okay,
you know?
But and that's why I asked the question, because I don't know, and if you don't know, you need to ask questions and get educated, right?
That's right.
So we're not going to get in trouble by using like I don't like to talk about that Creek show that was on television. You know what I mean? That I don't like saying that the name of that title of that show on the radio, because you can't see it and it sounds exactly like you. Anyways, let's get back to skeet here. So we're allowed to say the word. It's not derogatory or whatever. Is it like the St. John's Mafia kind of thing, or is it just a tough guy that's just a tough guy?
No, they were kind of the lone soldiers. I think that was the romantic part about it. Was that, you know, these were guys that, you know, were living downtown, or were living in these townhouses downtown, and you just, you know, you'd be terrified to walk by their place, you know. But at the same time, if you got on their good side, you desperately wanted to earn the respect.
Okay. Of the skeets.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, in this movie, you play a skeet. Am I correct?
That's right.
Okay. All right, so you're the tough guy in this movie. I don't want to give you too much of the movie. I did watch the trailer a couple of times yesterday because I wanted to get, and I saw a couple of different cuts of different trailers. So this movie gets put together by your friend Nick, yes?
Absolutely.
And
he
says, Sean, you should be the guy.
Yeah. Maybe it's something that, like, musicians, maybe it's because they spend, I don't know what the science behind it is, but I think when you're on the road with a bunch of other guys and there's a lot of time in between shows and you're kind of jamming on ideas and you're doing impressions, and you're joking around, like, there's plenty of time for that. And musicians kind of have an interesting sort of timing, and they have, you know, their ears are different. You know, the way they see the world is kind of different. So maybe some of that kind of bled into the acting world.
Okay.
Possible. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. But it might be possible that it's just something that that musicians can also kind of tap into. You see it quite often. You know, with these musicians coming into the acting world and nailing it. It might be because they're tuned into rhythm and sound and movement. You know, possible. I'm just firing stuff out here.
But Sean, I also looked at your IMDb page yesterday. Like I wanted to know everything I could before we had this conversation today, right? And you talk about other musicians that might have roles in movies or roles in TV shows, and a lot of those, I'm going to say, are cameos. They show up, they say a couple of lines, they are who they are, and they're out, right? You have two IMDb credits. One of them is with the Trues. Like, you were a drummer, and they videotaped it. You know what I mean? You're the leading actor in this movie. This is not just like some bit part. How does it go? How do you go from like not an actor, or are you doing community theater and stuff too? Like, have you acted before?
I mean, Nick had a movie years before called How to Be Deadly, which was a comedy. I mean, it couldn't be anything less like this one.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I played just a small part of kind of like a tough guy skeet in that movie. That was, it's a comedy, and this guy was kind of rough around the edges.
Uh-huh.
And I think Nick saw something, you know, people reacted. They thought it was kind of funny and they thought it was interesting. And I think, you know, that got the wheels spinning for Nick, like, hey, maybe this guy wants to try, you know, try going all the way. And, we got her done.
So congratulations, right?
God bless you.
To start off and be like your lead actor in your first major motion picture, if you want to put it that way, right? It's one thing, because if I remember correctly, when I looked yesterday, I don't have it in front of me right now, but if I remember correctly from what you did before, that was in 2014 when you say Nick had another movie.
Yeah,
this is 2025, my friend. So that's like 11 years later, and if you're not doing community theater, you're not doing acting and stuff, and you're just like, oh, I'm going to be the lead actor in this movie called Skeet, and it's going to be great, and it's going to win awards, and it's going to be screened at the Schwartz showroom on Sunday. So because I used to live in Antigonish, I want to pump up a little bit about what's happening in Antigonish. So tell me, Sean. The fact that this movie is going to be at the Schwartz Auditorium, St. Evex Campus, 6:30 on Sunday night, right?
Yep.
What are people going to get out of the movie? Other than you're a skeet, which is a tough guy in Newfoundland, what are we getting out of the movie?
I mean, this movie, I mean, we've had friends of ours that have seen this, and you know, we're getting phone calls like, you know, they're in tears after they watch the movie, and then 3 or 4 days later, they're still kind of it's a little bit of a hangover. They're still, you know, getting in touch with it and going, "So that hit me like a ton of bricks." I mean, it touches on addiction, it touches on hardship, it touches on poverty. I mean, it touches on a lot. Like, without giving too much away, it's a very human movie, and it, you know, it's if it's nothing else, it's certainly a movie about hope, which I think. You know, caught up in all the stuff that we're caught up in right now, and with all the politics and everything else. I mean, I think our heads are all spinning. You know, come on out, sit down for an hour and a half without your phone, and enjoy a movie that's about something beautiful.
Talking to Sean Dalton this morning, he is the former drummer for the Trues, the king of the Dalton Drumming Academy, now an actor in the movie Skeet, leading actor, by the way, in the movie Skeet. He is the poster boy of the movie Skeet because he's on the poster of the movie. Doors open at 6:30. There's a special screening of the movie at the Schwartz Auditorium, St. Evex Campus. Tickets are available, by the way, at the Small and Tall, or the Tall and Small, and at Everbright, or Event. Bright. I'm doing so well, aren't I?
No, you're crushing it. It's eventbrite.ca.
Thank you. Thank you. I got stuck there.
And Tall and Small, you got to go visit our friend Megan, who's one of my absolute best friends in the world. I adore her. She's at the Tall and Small. You can buy tickets there. And also go to skeetfilm.com.
Okay.
Skeetfilm, www.thebeatles.com, and it'll answer all your prayers.
And the special screening is happening on Sunday at 7 o'clock, so you got time to go after dinner. Doors open at 6:30. Screening starts at 7. Sean, I appreciate the fact that you took some time to talk to me this morning and talk about the movie and your journey in the last little while. I appreciate that.
You're a good man, and listen, like, you've seen me in three different lives. You know,
yeah.
Like, you fit into my ADHD brain perfectly.
You're welcome.
Because literally, this is my third career, and I've known you all through it, so bless you, man.
Well, somebody said online not that long ago that Scotty O has, just tapping myself on the back, has just been the constant in the quads.
No kidding.
For 25 years, and, you know, I kind of have been. But Sean, it's always nice to watch other people grow, even though I'm staying the constant. I'm keeping it real, if you will.
Oh, don't change, buddy. We love you.
Sean, what do you got on the horizon after this? Do you have anything else acting wise coming up? Are you doing anything else?
There's a couple of things. I can't let them out of the bag yet.
Fair.
But, you know, Nick Sexton, director extraordinaire. You know, he kind of let me dive into one of his other little projects. So you guys are gonna have to wait. But it's wide open from here on in.
Appreciate it. Sean Dalton, thanks for talking to me this morning.
Bless you, brother.
Thanks, buddy. That is Sean Dalton. Go check out the movie Skeet at the Schwartz Auditorium, Cinemex Campus. Doors open 6:30 on Sunday. So you're good to have dinner at home and then go out to a movie. You got dinner and a show, right? Or go out for dinner. This is Luke Calla on the Hawk. How sweet.